Moderna and Pfizer intentionally lost a control group of unvaccinated individuals who got the placebo COVID-19 vaccine. We now have zero long-term scientific data to compare the DNA-altering COVID vaccine against. This is scary considering over a billion people have got this vaccine, and now we don't know what's going to happen to them long-term. Moderna and Pfizer intentionally lost the clinical trial control group testing vaccine efficacy and safety. This is not just scientific madness. It appears to be very intentional and purposeful. The Moderna-Pfizer vaccine tests were conducted as customary with a control group, a group within the trial who were given a placebo and not the vaccine. However, during the trial and after the untested vaccines were given emergency use authorization, the vaccine companies conducting the trial decided to break protocol and notify the control group they were not vaccinated. Almost all the control group were not then given the vaccine. Purposely dissolving the placebo group violates the scientific purpose to test whether the vaccine has any efficacy, any actual benefit, and or safety issues. Without a control group, there is nothing to compare the vaccinated group against. According to NPR, the doctors lost the control group in the Johnson County clinical trial on purpose. Quote, Dr. Carlos Fierro, who runs the study there, says every participant was called back after the FDA authorized the vaccine. During that visit, we discussed the options, which included staying in the study without the vaccine. He says, and amazingly, there were people, a couple of people, who chose that. He suspects those individuals got spooked by rumors about the vaccine, but everybody else who had the placebo shot went ahead and got the actual vaccine. So now Fierro has essentially no comparison group left for the ongoing study. It's a loss from a scientific standpoint, but given the circumstances, I think it's the right thing to do, he says. People signing up for these studies were not promised special treatment, but once the FDA authorized the vaccines, their developers decided to offer the shots. Just so we're clear, the final FDA authorization and approval for the vaccines are based on the outcome of these trials. As noted in the example above, the control group was intentionally lost under the auspices of the right thing to do, so there is no way for the efficacy, effectiveness, or safety of the vaccine itself to be measured. There's no one left within the control group of a statistically valid value to give an adequate comparison of the outcomes for vaxxed versus non-vaxxed. How can the vaccine not be considered effective when there is no group of non-vaccinated people to compare the results to? The entire healthcare system is now operating on a massive hive mind where science and the scientific method is thrown out the window in favor of ideological outcomes and self-fulfilling prophecies. The fact that these researchers and doctors, apparently under the payroll of the pharmaceutical companies, that they have a vested financial interest in the vaccine outcome, lost the control group on purpose, is alarming. Big Pharma will promote the vaccine as beneficial, and the controlled media will promote that message with a complete disconnect from the clinical trial details, and the FDA will grant approval on the results that were intentionally constructed to produce only one outcome. Gee, I sure do hope the people who took the DNA-altering vaccine are okay long-term and they don't have any horrible side effects, because these companies, Pfizer and Moderna, intentionally lost the unvaccinated control group. This is scary times we're living in, and I expect a lot of long-term horrible side effects for the people that got these vaccines.
Hey guys, my name is Matt. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. Just wanted to shoot a quick video, testimonial proof video for you. When I saw this business, I was pretty excited about it because I've literally seen everything under the sun, multi-level marketing I've tried. I've done at-home businesses. I've done things online. And everything out there nowadays says it's automated, but it really isn't. And this is the first thing that I found that really is, which is super exciting. The first thing is actually the company sets up all the back office. The back office and links all the websites, does all the techie stuff. To me, that was great because I hated that stuff. I hate the techie stuff. That's why I didn't like a lot of the online businesses before, because I had to go out and do that for myself. And so that was great because I didn't have to do any of that. And I'm just really plugged into the system. I've only been doing this a couple weeks. And I've got my first sale already, so I'm pretty excited. But a year ago, just over almost a year ago now, I was diagnosed with kidney disease. And it was pretty scary because I had to get a kidney transplant. So I hadn't worked for the last year. December 10th, I got a kidney transplant. And I was talking to my wife, and we're trying to figure out making some income from maybe from home. So then in case I wasn't feeling up to working full time and that type of thing. So we talked about this business. We were both excited about the 100% automation. And I tell you what, it's pretty awesome because I know this is just the beginning. But I want to show you this check here real quick. Let me see if you can see this. That's my name, Matthew Stillman, right there. So, but I'm gonna have my wife hold the phone here, and I'm gonna open up this check. But this is our first check, so we're super excited, and hope everybody's doing good today. Got an envelope here, and then that's our oven going off in the background. Sorry. Here's a cashier's check. I'm gonna cover the person's name here, but I don't know if you can see that. There's my name right there, Matthew Stillman. And then over on this side, you see the $7,000. So $7,000, I tell you what, it's a Chase Bank cash. It's real. I'm going to go to the bank and cash that today. So it's pretty exciting. I'm going to do some more marketing with that. And but this is just the beginning because I know we've had a couple other calls on our hotline. And people interested in getting started. So this is just the beginning, but hopefully we get a chance to talk and I get a chance to meet you. Have a great day. Thanks.
It's 100% passive, 100% automated. Click the link in the description below for more information.
Children and women went running when Antifa terrorists threw fireworks and maced the pastor in the face to shut down the Portland Family Christian Prayer event on Saturday. Police did nothing to protect the women and children or stop Antifa.
You don't feel like a hypocrite? Oh, we got a rock and throwing flashbangs and throwing eggs. You don't feel like a hypocrite? Y'all are so backwards. Y'all are so backwards. Backwards. Brainwashed. Why are you mad?
What is that? What is that?
He has to get.
We speak peace to you in Jesus' name.
What the fuck the hell?
Knock him out!
Hey! Get back, get back. No, no. We're good.
All cops are bastards in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay. There's what's going on.
Can you tell us what happened?
So we were about to have a worship event, and Antifa just rolled in like an angry mob, started throwing flash bombs at everybody, macing everybody, rotten eggs at everybody, black paint. They threw a flash bomb into a group of kids that were out there, from like 4 months old to like 10. Yeah, they were ruthless.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And this is a pastor?
Yeah, I'm a pastor. Walked up to ask him to stop throwing things at the children, because there's kids down there. I mean, they're toddlers.
Yeah.
And they sprayed me too, obviously. So.
Army helicopters, two of them in the air. That's why I was just 5 minutes ago calling you, because they just fly low flying too, all night, 24 hours a day, brrr, keeping people awake. And the fear porn that they have on the TV is disgraceful. We had 100,000 tests, 100,000 tests. We've got 300 cases. That's 3 in every 10,000, right? And they're saying, now we're going to shut down. Now we're moving out of Sydney. We're going to go up the coast. The worst thing is most of the people here in the Western Sydney, we're not allowed to even go to work. They shut us down. They said, you cannot work at all. You must stay inside your house because this is the crux of the matter. And
is that where the worst lockdowns are? Because the one guy, I remember he was on here, is like, it's not that bad. And everyone was like, yo, you haven't been here. Is that the worst?
The Western suburbs is the worst. This is the worst area for it. The worst area is in this Western suburbs area. We call it the Western suburbs, LGA, Fairfield, Bankstown, Lakemba area. It's basically, it's a high population of Arabs and the Islamic people. And
why do you think it's the worst? Why are they going the hardest on that area? Why do you think?
I'm going to tell you why. Because... Right. Look, I'm going to tell you, look, different ethnicities have different ways of dealing with things, okay? You're dealing with people in this area here that come from war-torn countries, a lot of them, and a second generation of refugees. And they're still manly. They're not skinny jean wearing, man bag wearing men, okay? These people here, if you come in the face and say, you're not going to work, listen to us, you're under the thumb, they'll stand up and they go, no, you get out of my house. Okay, this is our rights, you know, they stand up for their rights. Whereas a lot of the other people, when they put the news on, they're literally succumbing to everything. They're hypnotized by the news. So the last few years, we've been under this big, you know, I don't want to say the religion terrorism thing, okay? And they've been doing that to indoctrinate people and to condition people so that when they come down and lock down these people in this area, people look at them as an enemy. They don't see them as Australians.
If you don't mind if I ask, are you from Australia? Are you from somewhere else? Why ethnicity are you?
Me, I was born here. I was born in Australia. My mum is Iraqi. She's Assyrian Iraqi, the Christian Iraqis. And my father is a Dutch Indonesian. But I was born here, raised here, and I love my country. I'm willing to fight for my country, too.
So, awesome. Appreciate you. I'm going to get to the other guy real quick. I'm going to come back to you. Thank you so much. And so you're coming in. Not sure where you're from, but that's fine. I like your little ring. Let's see. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Good. Where are you at? Sydney, Australia.
Oh, you are in Sydney. Amazing.
Yes.
I didn't even know if you were, but I like the ring. I look like the you know, I got the jab ring, but it said I trust my immune system. Very cool.
That's right, and that we should be able to choose, because right now I'm in a lockdown area. There's certain areas, there's like 8 or 10 maybe. I'm not keeping up with the news. I don't watch it. But we can't go more than 3 miles from our homes.
That's so creepy. And what happens if you drive more than 3 miles?
Look, I've had to stay pretty close to home, but I've heard helicopters above my house at midnight. And I've seen videos in certain areas where they're saying, put your mask on, you can't be in groups. Like, it's crazy.
What do you think people need to know? Like, what did you not hear other people say? Or, like, what have you been wanting to tell people that maybe don't know?
I think people aren't realizing that because they're not seeing it. Someone else made the same point. Because you're not seeing it doesn't mean it's not happening. So I'm seeing footage in, like, different areas where there is military, where there is helicopters, where police are coming down and pulling people over. We have the scanning. They can scan your license plate so they can see where you're from, so they can see if you're too far. So they're really starting, and they keep on saying, everybody needs to get vaccinated. Everybody needs to get vaccinated. If you just get vaccinated, we have, like, big shopping centers. There is, nothing is open. Everything is online. The only place that is open, like, you know, like your Walmarts, or they're all closed. You can only do online. The only things open are grocery stores, basically, and you have to wear a mask. I went into one store, one chemist, like a, what do you guys call it, like a pharmacy. They told me, I need to pull them. I had the mask on. You have to have it to go in. I had it under my nose. She said, well, you need to pull it up. So I called and I made a complaint. I said, I don't have to. I don't have to cover my nose. I've got the mask on. You have to QR. They've got people with security guards in some places where you have to scan the code. They want to see that you've checked in to make sure they know that you've checked in before you walk in. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And I asked another person, because in America, obviously, we have certain different states that do different things.
Yes.
And we also have a little more defiance, gyms. So there's a few restaurants. Canada has one or two. Is there any restaurant you could think of, or any business or any gym, like one that said, I'm going to stay open and push the boundaries?
From what I know of, the ones that tried to do that, they got heavy-handed on them. That's my understanding, is that police would go there and be like, you can't keep it open. There's fines. There's very heavy fines in place now. There was a protest a couple of weeks ago just to show the effect of the lockdowns on mental health and domestic violence, and people got fined. They've got a task force to try and identify people who went to the protest so that they can charge them. So they're not even letting people speak up against it.
Is there any voices in the media, like independent or online, like that are really leading the charge or not really?
Look, I was watching Sky News to get a lot of stuff. Apparently they've been censored by YouTube, which was kind of the way that I was watching it. So they're really trying to squash. I've put a few things up about the vaccinations and against lockdowns. Things have been, a couple of times they've stopped me from posting things. So I think they're really starting to come down even on that.
So Sky News, because I know they have like a European section too, so they have it in the UK. Like Sky News, I think it's owned by Rupert Murdoch, so it's more right-wing, and it can be a little sneaky like Fox News, but I do believe they probably have the only like anti-lockdown, like,
right,
you know, rhetoric at all, and they got, right, censored on YouTube. And would you say like that's one of the only like right-leaning, you know, sort of things, or like what they're promoting, like opening?
I'm a bit anti the media right now, so I haven't been watching a lot. That's the only one that I'm aware of. But I think the biggest thing is our politicians and the media are feeding into this narrative that, you know, we just need to get everyone vaccinated. That's the push. And I think people are starting to really feel the pressure from colleagues and family, like everyone just needs to go get vaccinated. And they're kind of saying, well, this lockdown will keep on going. Forget about leaving the country. We're not even allowed to leave the state. People who aren't in areas, and they keep on saying more areas that are going to be locked down, and there's not, we don't have deaths. We're having people that are coming back positive. We have the Medicare system, so we have lots of treatment in our hospitals. You know, I don't understand why they're not allowing people to, they're starting, there was actually a few schools, the you guys call it SATs, we call it HSCs. There was a few schools that sent letters out to parents saying their students have to be vaccinated before they can come back and sit their final exams. Now, parents flooded the schools, and so they turned around and changed that. But I think they're pushing a lot of things because people aren't realizing that what they're doing is not right, it's not legal. So they're trying to do things to get away with it, and then when they get pushback, they drop it. My understanding is even people who get fined for wearing masks, when they take it to court, it's getting thrown out. I don't know if that's true. I haven't done that, but
that's what I heard the last guy say, that he said, yeah, it's, you know, they don't stand up that much. Even right, in America, we have definitely more pushback, more freedom, but under my thoughts is like, we didn't take it back and we didn't earn it back. They gave it back. And anytime they give it back, they could take it away again. I remember I had a friend in Australia and he was like, oh, look, we're free again. It worked.
Yes.
The lockdown worked. And then now they're back in it. So, you know, hopefully enough people, because I think whether it's Australia or America, that's what it's going to take, is enough people, like what happened to the schools there, pushing back, saying no. And then it's like a big experiment. And I feel like humanity is getting an F. Like, we're losing because, yes, we're showing that we're just like
complying. We're just, yep, that's exactly right. That's right. No, I totally agree. And what happened with us was they were telling us we couldn't dance. We couldn't go to restaurants and sitting, like, they had all of that. Then summer came. They slowly lifted the restrictions. We got to a point where we almost were completely free. They were starting to look at opening borders up again. And then they announced on a Saturday, it was the first day of school holidays, another lockdown in 4 hours. They gave us 4 hours notice. The shops were flooded. Everyone was going crazy because they were going to lock us down. And it was only supposed to be for 2 weeks. And they've just extended. So it's work from home, homeschooling. It's been crazy. And they're saying till the end of August, but I suspect they're going to extend that.
Any last words, anything we could do to help, any words of wisdom, anything?
I think that we need to try and connect a little bit more. Aussies, we need to kind of get more groups to see what we can do to try and push back. I don't know. There's lots of petitions going around. We need to sign the petitions. I don't know how useful they are, but we need to find a way to show that we don't want to do this anymore. We just got to learn to live with it. And that doesn't mean being restricted with lockdowns.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in. God bless you.
Thank you for bringing me in. Bless you too. Bye.
Thank you. Take care. Hello.
Yo, yo, what's good, bro?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, bro. How about yourself?
Life is good. So you're in Australia. Tell me what part and tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so I'm in Melbourne, Australia currently right now. And we were in lockdown mid-July, and then they let us go back out for like 2 weeks, and then when it was Obama's birthday, they put us back into lockdown. So I saw the patterns, I saw how everything lined up. So yeah, now they're saying that we're in lockdown for 7 days, but I just saw on the news apparently it's going to be until Christmas now. And don't forget, we were in a lockdown for 7 months last year as well. So yeah.
And right now in Australia, you can't leave the country. You can't go to restaurants. Is that all true?
You can't do anything. Nothing at all. Only thing you can do is just go to the supermarket to get groceries. That's it.
Heard they're limited at the supermarket.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that's like not available. So you got to go like early in the morning. So even me, I had to go early in the morning just to get a few stuff. But yeah, like it was full, bro. Like nobody could get anything.
And the one guy I was on, he seemed pretty lackadaisical about it, but he said it's overhyped that the military's not in the streets. Are the military...
The military's not in the streets, but when protests do happen, the police, they go hard on people. Like, they tackle people down, pepper spray you. Like, it's very intense, you know what I mean? Even me, when I went to the protest, like, there was, like, 1,000 cops just standing in the street. They're like, nah, you can't go through. Like, it's ridiculous, bro.
Do the cops want to do that, or do they feel like they're on the right side, or you think they're just kind of going along with emotions, doing their job?
I think they're just going along with it, to be honest, because I don't know. I've talked to a few cops I've met outside of, you know, their uniform. They seem pretty cool, but you never know what they are until you see them on their job in action, you know what I mean?
But, totally.
Yeah.
Any last words? Any words of advice? Words of hope?
Yeah, just everyone that's in Australia, just don't buy into what the TV and media is feeding you, you know what I mean? Like, that's why it's harder to convince the old people, because they're programmed. Just question everything and don't think you're weird or going against the grain just because you don't comply with what they're saying, you know what I'm saying? But everyone just needs to stand together.
Amen. God bless you, brother. We'll pray for you out here, and I'll continue to try to give you guys some coverage.
Appreciate you, brother. Y'all bless. Take care.
How you going, mate?
How are you?
Yeah, really good.
What's going on? You don't have to share too much if you don't want, but what part of Australia, or what's going on where you're at?
So I'm just north of Sydney. We've been in lockdown now for 7 weeks. You can go to the grocery store, and that's about it. Supposed to wear a mask. I'm literally the only person here not. It's been chaos. Like, my wife's 38 weeks pregnant. We're not sure at the moment if I'm going to be allowed in for the birth. It's pretty crazy, but we're staying strong, you know. Really, here in Australia, people are really relaxed about things, but they just want to get along. They want to take the vax just so that they can travel.
Yeah, the beaches, which is a rich area, the more affluent suburbs, all right, they're walking around with no mask on, so no social distancing, laying on the beaches in Sydney. Like, all of them packed to capacity, and the police sit there and won't do a damn thing. But if I was in the police station just now, right, I just had to go and put a report in and everything else for this stupid COVID crap. And my friend was there. I said, hey, how are you going then? He goes, listen, mate, there's a stay-at-home order. You guys aren't even 1.5 meters apart. You have to go. You can't speak. Now, the premier said you can't speak to people. If you're in the shopping center, not to stop and speak to people. No contact. Keep your mask on. Don't look at them. Don't say hello to your neighbors. They're trying to cut the information flow off. And our premier yesterday was actually telling young people, we've got an oversupply of AstraZeneca. So even though there's no Pfizer here, please go get AstraZeneca.
And that's going to do it for another episode of Not Fake News. If you're new to the channel, hit the red subscribe button and the bell. And if you like the video, hit the green Don't Kill the Gladiator symbol in the corner. Do you play Pick 3 and Pick 4 Daily Lottery? Now you can play on your phone in your state. You can play in multiple states. Play your lucky numbers in every single state simultaneously. They give you $5 in free tickets, no credit card required. It takes 30 seconds to sign up. Check out the link in the description below for CryptoPick3.com. Now, if you're looking for a make money at home business, the next thing that we have is the Autopilot Blueprint, $250 to $1,500 per sale, high ticket commissions, and it works. I did it. Check it out. You owe yourself to at least check this out. Check out the link in the description below. They did some upgrades last week on the site. That's why they were down for one day, and they did some up, not down, but they switched from one site to an upgraded version in just 24-hour period of time. Check out the link in the description below. The site is amazing. It's a 15-minute webinar, not a 2-hour webinar with a bunch of fluff. It's 15 minutes straight to the point. It'll rock your world. Check out the link in the description below where it says $250 to $1,500 per sale. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.